Welcome. And maybe we can start with you.
I'm Elsa DeHart from Public Health.
All right.
And I'm Marissa Collar-Williams. I'm the Wellness Program Coordinator with Healthy Tomorrows.
I'm Doug Osborne. I just arrived in Kodiak about 3 hours ago from Sitka, and I'm here to help with the facilitating the Kodiak Strong Planning Day that's tomorrow.
Right. Well, listeners may be slightly familiar with this day because we did a segment on it a few weeks ago, kind of previewing this event. And this all kind of starts with Sitka's Planning Day, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that as a source of inspiration for this one?
I think it may have started with our mayors. Pat, the mayor at Kodiak, talked to our mayor, Mim, and Mim's been involved in our health summit for years. And it's a really simple, elegant model that can be used, especially in small towns in Alaska. So I think they had some conversations. And then what was really neat is we had our health summit October 9th, and Carly and Marissa came down and were able to observe and take some notes. And now we're doing it here in Kodiak for the first time. So we've done it 9 years in Sitka. Basically, it started when a couple of people at the hospital said, how can we work together better? And they formed a group, a coalition, and that group came up with this plan of let's get together once a year and let's brainstorm many, many ideas, hundreds of ideas, and go through a process where we can select a couple goals. And the goals have turned out to be really effective, and the goals have been magnets and have helped Sitka to be a little bit healthier and helped with quality of life. And so it's been successful there, and I'm excited to see it come to Kodiak, and I'm really excited to see what people will come up with tomorrow.
Yeah, Marissa, could you talk a little bit about how you saw this event, and you said, oh, this would be a good fit for Kodiak?
Yeah, absolutely. visiting that event was really positive. The whole day just felt really upbeat and unifying, and it feels like something that our community would really get behind. And a part of that is, you know, Doug's style of facilitation too. He works really hard to keep everything positive and moving quickly and help everybody feel like they're contributing to the process in the group. And I brought it back to the coalition, and we talked a little bit about it, and everybody was really excited instantly. And it helped we had a representative from Sitka who was kind of filling in for my position, interim. And she had already come to us with all these materials and all this experience and all these really wonderful things to say about community planning days. And she helped get the ball rolling, and things came together really well, and I think tomorrow's going to be a great day.
Yeah. So could you explain a little bit about the name? Because I know there's a story behind this.
As far as I know, maybe Elsa would have something to contribute here, but it seems like they just brainstormed ideas for the name, and there was a list of maybe five or so, and they voted, and Kodiak Strong came on top.
All right. So could you talk a little bit about how the first community planning for Sitka changed, as far as how did this community planning day change? So you've had it for 9 years.
Right.
So has it developed in format or in goals?
Yeah, and what's really exciting about that is each year we'll have a planning day, but we'll evaluate it and we'll come up with ways to improve it. And so Kodiak's able to pick up right where we left off. And initially, let me give you an example. The first year was in 2007. It was in April. And the first year we had a nice turnout of people. And the first year they chose becoming a bicycle and pedestrian friendly community as a top goal. And so that year a lot of work happened. And then the next year they chose becoming a farmer's market or starting a farmer's market. And that started 91 days after it became a goal. It's pretty amazing. When you have a goal that people are excited about, how quickly things can fall together. And what was really amazing about that one was that in Sitka we don't have any farms. But they had a farmer's market nonetheless, and they just had art and they had music and they had fish, of course. And then they did have some garden vegetables, and there was a communal garden that started to support that that's now grown in production dramatically over the years. So in those initial ones, it was similar in picking some goals. The third year, we departed from the format and learned that that wasn't good, and so we went back. But I think basically the main change from year one to year nine, the thing that's been the constant is that it's citizen-driven. It's not a couple people in public health who say, hey, everybody, we need to work on this. The slogan has always been, all people and all ideas are welcome. So every year we have these really unique ideas. One year the top goal is to compost, do large-scale composting. One year it was revitalizing downtown. One year it was a program called Get Out Sika, and just encouraging kids to get out in the outdoors. So a wide variety of goals. So that stayed the same. The thing that's changed, I think, is just learning about groups and learning about facilitation and giving these ideas more support. The first year, it was an unfunded mandate. So we had one of those meetings, and nobody wants to go to a meeting where it's talk and it's great, people are excited, and nothing happens. And that's probably 85% of meetings if you don't have something set up for support. So over the years, we went from an unfunded mandate with no official support to the second year, they chose the farmer's market. I think it was $250. And then we went to $500, and then we went to $1,500, and then we went to $2,000. But more importantly, we went to giving them a package to get them out of the gate. So what we would do is have a press release and draw a lot of attention. Because that's the thing. You have a great goal, but everybody needs to know it. When I leave my office, the 11 goals that I have are at eye level. So we have these eye level goals. It's just in people's mind. So we want to create one or two eye level goals for the community, and I think that's where the PR comes. The second thing is that we give them a letter of support, and the letter says, at an open public meeting, 60 people came, they brainstormed hundreds of ideas, this one was selected, this is how important it is. And that really helps showing that credibility, showing that community support, helps them to get grants. So the letter of support is something we added, but then most importantly was a human being. And in Kodiak's case, there's a wonderful human being. I've got to work with her. Her name's Marissa, who's going to be able to help. And that's the missing ingredient. Volunteers are great. Alaska has the fourth highest rate of volunteerism of any state. We've always had a volunteer component. But you can't do everything with volunteers. At some point, you've got to have paid staff who have some training and some time and can put some energy into doing these big projects. And so that's been the main change, is that we've been able to work it and go from a little bit more of an event to a little bit more of a year. A little bit more from this is a good idea, we hope it goes well, to this is a good idea and we're going to give it some support to make it go. So that's how it's evolved and changed. The actual day, going from 8:30 to 4, there's lots of little tweaks. Every year we make some little tweaks. And so I think that the process and what Marissa saw was the ninth one is that hopefully that has gotten better and better. And it's energizing, it's exciting, everybody's involved. So we've had some changes on the day, but more of our changes have happened after the day.
Mm-hmm. And Marissa, you are a staff member, so can you talk a little bit about your organization?
Sure. Healthy Tomorrows has been around almost as long as the Sitka Planning Day. I think about 8 years. There's been several people in this position. It's had a lot of turnover, so there hasn't been a whole lot of consistent opportunities to be in the community, and people can point at it and say, this is Healthy Tomorrows. It's comprised of a coalition of several organizations who basically donate paid staff time to help this organization go, including Public Health, mm-hmm. CANA, Providence, the Kodiak Community Health Center, and the school district. Did I miss anybody? Okay. And Elsa's here coaching me through this. And so we meet every once in a while and talk about what we can do for this community and what the needs are and how we can address them. And I think this is going to be sort of at the forefront of what we do. And we do also the community needs assessment, which helps sort of drive what this organization does, what Healthy Tomorrows does. And in the past, Healthy Tomorrows has done like an open mic night. They've done lots of suicide prevention. They've done Explore the Rock. And they've done an open gym at the middle school, which the school district has now
taken
over.
We did food, fish to school.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a big one. There's been a lot of health-driven projects.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to contributing to the initiatives once chosen with you know, public relations and sort of media output and helping get the word out and keep the meetings organized and out there so people know what's coming and what opportunities are to help, things like that.
All right. And also for any listeners who have any questions or have any thoughts they want to share, you can call in to the show at 486-3181. And you can speak to our people right here. And also, I'd like to ask about how the format's being modeled after Sitka as far as groups and steps and taking small groups into big groups. So can you tell me about that?
Yeah, basically, we have totally copied the Sitka model, which for the first year, I'm really happy to even have that opportunity. Trying to reinvent the wheel for this would be, I think, painful. So to be able to just basically take their agenda and slap Kodiak Strong on it has been really amazing. And it will be, the day begins with sort of context. So Doug will open with the history of the planning day and the purpose and the best way to make this a successful day. And we'll talk about a little bit about the community needs assessment and what the community needs assessment has sort of determined as the holes in Kodiak. But that doesn't mean we're limited to those ideas either. We would love to have a broad spectrum of ideas. And then we'll talk about, then we'll split up into small groups where they'll be formatted exactly as Sitka's. So it'll be, I think we talked about nutrition and wild card ideas together. Mm-hmm. Physical activity will have their own small group, and protective factors will have their own small group. And they'll have somebody with them to sort of help develop their ideas into 10 words or less. Then they come back to the group, and we talk about making an informed decision and sort of going through a decision matrix to help you decide what really is the best. And part of that involves what are you passionate about. Part of it involves really what's feasible to do in this community. And then we vote. And then after lunch, Pat Branson will announce which initiatives are chosen. And then the planning begins.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are going to be involved?
I see we probably have about 10 volunteers, at least, who will be there in Kodiak Strong t-shirts, except for Doug, who will be fancy, I'm sure.
And, no pressure.
Yeah. And to help answer people's questions, keep the day moving. Everybody kind of has a role. And then we've had quite a few people register. We do have some more room. So if you want to guarantee your spot, we are capping attendance at 50. You can register online at healthytomorrowskodiak.org. That closes at 5. And if you don't get a chance to register today, you can show up and take a chance tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have some space for you.
Where is it going to be?
It'll be at Kodiak College in the Benny Benson Building, rooms 129 and 130. So you go in the Benny Benson Building and you take a right. It's at the end of the hall. There will be signs.
Okay. And when we spoke a few weeks ago, you said that there would be a facilitator or a few?
Mm-hmm.
Or mediator?
We're all sitting right here.
Oh.
So Doug is sort of the host slash main facilitator, which I'm also grateful for, to have somebody with experience. And I will be facilitating one of the small groups, like nutrition, physical activity, or protective factors. And then Sarah Harrington will be facilitating one of the other small groups. And then once we come back and vote, then we'll split into two groups per initiative, you know, and Doug will facilitate one of those groups, and I will facilitate the other. And our role is to just be neutral. We do not plan to have any input. It's more helping getting the ball rolling, getting the train down the tracks, and really trying to set these programs up for success.
Hmm. And so you've had many years of fulfilling this facilitator role, right,
mm-hmm.
of kind of being able to step back and taking that mentality. That's important to being a facilitator. So do you have any suggestions or methods that you have used to be the fair-minded one among the group?
Well, I think the role is really best likened to a referee, where you're just focused on the process and let the players do what they're going to do. And so we even sometimes will have people in referee shirts as a reminder. So we don't contribute ideas and we don't vote. And we really don't have bandwidth to even think about what would be a cool idea, because we're so focused on making sure the process is fair, that everybody gets a chance to contribute their idea, and that it's a process that ultimately leads to success, which in this case, it's two inspiring wellness initiatives for Kodiak for the next 365 days. So by 1 o'clock, Pat will have a couple of goals. And then in the afternoon, what's neat is that they'll actually have some time to do some real-time work to get those goals off to a good start.
Have you discussed yet what the steps will be to achieve those goals over the next year?
Well, I think each goal is so different that they each take a unique path. One thing that for sure is a commonality is that they'll need people. And so a lot of times what happens with Planning Day, let me give you an example. One of our most successful initiatives by far was the Fish to Schools program. And that day it was selected in September 2010, it was selected as a goal. Well, the people who actually helped to make that happen, it was school personnel, it was fish processors, it was commercial fishermen, it was parents, it was a wide variety of people. I would say maybe 25% of the people who ultimately made that happen were in the room at that time. The rest were people that they invited in. And so a lot of times what will happen is they'll pick these two great goals and we'll put out to the community and say, hey, Kodiak, here's these two things that we're doing, and if you want to participate, typically there'll be a kickoff meeting. Typically it's after work and people can come. Sometimes they tie it in. One year, one of the goals was to plant 200 fruit trees before the next summit. That's one of the things. If you got to have a deadline, you got to have a deadline. And so ours is by the next health summit. So get as far as you can by the next health summit. So ours would plant 200 trees. Now we ended up planting 50. We didn't make it to 200, but we planted 50. But anyways, at the kickoff meeting, they had people bringing apples, and that was a nice little tie-in. Mm-hmm. But that was one that happened sort of 7 to 8:30, and people come. And so the people in the room, their job is really set the direction, set those two goals, and then it's different people in the community, different partners, different people that think this is an interesting goal and want to put a little bit behind that just to improve quality of life and health that will come and join in the process. So they'll all take a little different path, and they've been as different as one year we had revitalizing downtown. Another year we had a Choose Respect mural, a social justice mural, and that was one that really to me was very special because when they left, we gave them that $250 in seed money. That mural was hung on our middle school a year to the day. It was over $60,000. It was hundreds of people. They did a paint-by-numbers thing at the college, and they had nothing, but it was a good idea at the morning. But by the end of that day, it was a goal. And the reason why I'm so excited about this is goals are really magnets. They drew to them everything they needed. They needed an artist. They didn't have one. They needed a place to hang it. They didn't have that. They had a concept. We want a social justice mural, and this was part of the Governor's Choose Respect campaign. And they found what they needed to in a year. A year to the day, the whole student body was standing in front of the middle school, and they did a ribbon cutting, and the mayor was there, and elders. And to me, It was a neat moment. So you might be amazed at what you see in November of 2016. Goals are magnets.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to remind listeners that they can call 486-3181 to call in with any questions or comments you may have. Also something you said... you said Sitka had a revitalization downtown revitalization goal.
Yeah.
I know that Kodiak has a downtown revitalization committee. Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about what that goal was like and what the goal was and what you managed to achieve with that year?
Yeah, that was a really special one. And one thing I've found is that when you're in a place, you kind of get a little bit desensitized because you're just used to it. And I didn't think much of our downtown. We have a downtown. It's nice. It has St. Michael's Cathedral in the center, and it has little shops, and it seemed nice. And that particular year, somebody brought that idea and just said, you know, our downtown, it's not as good as it could be. And so I remember taking a walk downtown after, and on one side of the street, there was for rent signs. On another one, there was lease signs. There was a lot of issues. It wasn't as walk-friendly as it could be. It wasn't as aesthetically nice as it could be. So I kind of looked at it with fresh eyes, which is what our visitors do. They look at it with fresh eyes. And what was neat about that is we started a group that started meeting. It was actually at a downtown church because they wanted to meet downtown. You always were trying to tie in. So they started to meet downtown, and they came up with a proposal, and they got $25,000 from the city to do a variety of projects. And they're really focused on aesthetics. They made new banners, and they did a public art project. And it's neat to see how a goal will start with sort of a concept, but then you get information. It takes all these twists and turns. It ends up not exactly where you may have thought it on day one, but it ends up being really good and sometimes much better. So that was a group, and they're still meeting. Out of all the initiatives that we've had, many of them are still going. The farmers market I mentioned is in its seventh year. The first year it had three markets, and then it went to four, five, and six. So that's what's been special, too, is to see groups like this downtown revitalization. We had a downtown that was not doing great, and there's still a group that's meeting, and they're still coming up with ways to make downtown better. So that was how that one unfolded and continues to today.
Well, I think that something you brought up, Marissa, was a good point. Why reinvent the wheel? And at city council meetings, they've said they've looked at Sitka and other communities to see what have you guys done about issues that might affect this community. So how will you incorporate that into the conversation? Is that something that you will incorporate at all, like looking at other communities, seeing what examples are out there?
Yeah, in fact, in the brainstorming phase, one of the things that people are encouraged to do is think about the big question, the workshop question is, what inspiring wellness initiative deserves Kodiak's attention in the next 365 days? Broad question. But there's a couple prompt questions I have. Is maybe one is, what's an idea you've been thinking about? What's an idea you've seen somewhere else? And Sitka and Kodiak are so similar. I think our sister city has started today, our sister city exchange program with me and Marissa. But they are so similar. So I'm excited about seeing what comes out of Kodiak, and I could see us bouncing ideas back and forth. But most of our ideas, for example, being bicycle-friendly, we ended up going for this bicycle-friendly community award, is that that was not unique to Sitka. The one that was the most unique to just Sitka was the Fish to Schools program. But even that was based on farm to schools, which is a big national thing. We just don't have farms, we have fish. So it was sort of tailored. But all these ideas sort of started other places. And then you just think about, okay, where's the community's interest? What are our strengths? Where's the energy? That's the big one. Where's the energy? And then I suspect that a lot of the ideas will be ones that have worked in other places. Maybe ones that have worked in Sitka or other Southeast places or just other places in the world.
Are there other communities that have kind of taken after Sitka's example and done something like this?
Nope. We've even looked nationwide, and nobody's had quite... I mean, goal setting is common. Everybody's doing goal setting. I encourage goal setting at every level. I have goals for me personally for tomorrow. I am driven by goals, and so I think goal setting is a big part of it. So that's not unique. But citizen-selected, citizen-driven goals is unique. I don't know of any place in the country. We had a director, and she said, you know, I'm looking around, I'm just not seeing anything like this. And the reason why it's so amazing to me is that now we're giving money to citizens, not based on what we want them to do, or not with a bunch of strings. We're saying, you guys select it, and we will support you. And that's amazing. So what these goals for tomorrow, that the Kodiak ones, is that Marissa's supporting them, and they have some startup funds, and they have some support. She's not saying, if you pick the one that fits into this grant or this expectation or what this person wants or what this CEO wants, then maybe we'll give you some support. It's the other way around. It's saying, we're going to give you the support. You guys truly pick it. And so for citizen-driven health promotion, I think that in Alaska, I think that we're leading the charge.
And I was just at a meeting with the Alaska Wellness Coalition. Healthy Tomorrows is a member of that coalition. And I told them that we were planning to implement the planning day, the Sitka Health Summit model. And they were ecstatic. And people immediately wanted to be here for the day and observe. So there will be people from Seward, from the Seward Wellness Alliance Network, visiting. I believe Trudy and Ann are their names. And they'll just be there to check out the process and see how it works in our community.
Well, that'd be awesome. You might be able to see this in many communities in Alaska in the future.
Yeah.
So you said this will be a year-long project.
Mm-hmm.
Did Sitka have a year-long project, or is this kind of an extended version?
No, we do a year-long. So we had our planning day October 9th, and they picked... Usually, one thing in the beginning, we'd pick four or five goals, but I think that that sort of is not as effective as pick one or two really important ones. So we picked two, but we had a tie. And so at the lunch that we were talking about, what are we going to do with the tie? Somebody was in the room said, well, I can find $2,000. So we all were praising her and appreciating her. So we ended up with three goals. Our goals for this year was, one, to do a community playground. This was also a Health Summit goal from 2011. And it got part of the way done and sort of died down a little bit. And so it's been brought back. But to do an accessible, we don't have a universal playground. And I really realized how important that is when I had a mom come to the kickoff meeting, and she said, my daughter doesn't have a place in this town to go and play. And I could see that's where I really bought into this. So anyway, so that was one, was a community playground. The other one was a rooftop greenhouse. They wanted to use some waste heat to grow vegetables. And then the other goal was this, what they're calling Project Elder Connection. There's an NPR story just a couple of days ago. It said that people over 65, lonely people, had a lot of the same problems in terms of the fight or flight chemicals when you're under stress were triggered by loneliness. Mm. And people that were lonely adults were at much higher risk and 14% higher rate of mortality if you have loneliness. Loneliness is a risk factor. So this Project Elder Connection, what was that? It was definitely about looking at isolation with elders and then also physical activity and how to strengthen and how to support. And so that project is really looking at, and in Sitka at least, a number of elders has doubled in the last 25 years, people over 65 It was 6% of the town, now it's 13%. So it's this big group, there's definite needs, and there's definitely some challenges, and one is isolation. So it's how can we bring people together, support them, and I think there's also going to be a component of strengthening, you know, physically strengthening, as well as connecting. So those are the three goals from this year.
All right. Well, we only have a couple of more minutes, but I'd be curious to know how you got involved in this type of process. What's your background?
Well, I came to Alaska in 96 as a VISTA volunteer. Do you have VISTAs here in Kodiak? They do like a year. It's like a program you do a year, and I just never left, and I fell in love with Alaska. And so I was in Ketchikan and then went up to Anchorage and went to graduate school at Alaska Pacific University, a small private school. And then moved down to Sitka in 2003, and I worked at SEARCH, which is called Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, a nonprofit for Native health. And this whole thing started, though, when the CEO at Sitka Community Hospital, where I work now, and the hospital administrator came together and said, you know, let's work together. And so we've always had O'Connell Bridge as our logo, because part of this was bridge building. As they said, let's do some bridge building, let's work together. And so they invited me to be on the steering committee in 2006, and I've been on it ever since. And so that's how I got started. I was invited to be on, and then I really got into it. And then I realized that facilitation was just such a key element. And so I started doing more training and got mentored by a woman named Barbara McKay in facilitation. And so the last several years, that's what I've been doing.
All right. Well, we're about done with time. But thank you so much for joining us today. And maybe you can attend the meeting, listeners, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 8:30 at the college.
All right. So drop by. Thanks for listening.